broadcasting live from our Ford Recovery Radio studios located in downtown historic Ford Recovery. You're listening to Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, which is powered by Wayne Street Market in historic Ford Recovery. Without further ado, here's your host and co-host, Mr. Bob Stogler and Mr. Harold Feely on Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee.
The Buckeyes.
Are we fired up or what?
We are fired up. I got goosebumps.
I do too. I couldn't believe it.
Happy.
Yesterday they was coming out on Twitter and they were saying that, like, I think Nebraska's president or their athletic director let slip on a hot mic that we're coming back.
We're back.
Then everybody's saying, no, don't believe anything. They said everyone made an announcement last night.
Yep.
This morning my Twitter feed's going crazy.
It went crazy. Love it.
And we're back October the 24th.
Yep. 23rd, 24th.
And I think they're going to announce the schedules.
Pretty soon.
Yeah. ASAP.
Real soon.
So.
Are they going to have more than five games?
Eight.
So they're going to play till December?
Then the conference championship is December 19th.
They do
December
usually 19th. Go near Thanksgiving anyway, don't they?
Yeah.
So, okay. Probably no bye week and just. Gains you a few.
Have at
it. And then I think the Big Ten championship game is December the 17th, and then the NCAA said they will be eligible. The Big Ten champ will be eligible for national champion. And
so we got the whole kit and caboodle back then.
Well, what happened was Wyatt Davis and Sean Wade announced their.
Well, I seen that. Are they back now?
Both of them today.
Yes,
well,
sir.
Davis said I'm back, and Wade says it's his birthday day. But I'm thinking he's back.
Ooh, that'd be big.
So
yeah, I've seen they were opting out.
Yeah, I mean if you're gonna play, why not come back if you
right now.
So man, that is huge. And the Buckeyes are loaded and
Should be really good.
Yeah, and I'm fired up to be able to watch Buckeye football on Saturdays and
I was listening to Bob and Tom today.
Yeah.
He said, "Well, the only bad thing is Michigan, you're going to lose again to Ohio State." The streak continues.
The last I heard, and I didn't hear any of the good stuff today, but the last I heard was Michigan and Michigan State decided they weren't going to play no matter what. Now, if they change their mind.
Yeah, everybody's in.
Good.
We're back.
Everybody's in.
Good, good. That's how it should be.
Yeah. The whole Welcome to Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, my good friend, Mr. Harold Feely, sits across from me.
Yes, sir.
Behind the beautiful Fort Recovery Radio Studio, running the board, Mr. Chuck Rohr. Hello, Chuck Rohr.
What's up?
How you doing, buddy?
Pretty good.
Good. You're looking good today.
He didn't.
And to my left,
Chuck didn't get his microphone for the girls. We had too many people here, so I had to use his microphone.
Took it away from him.
He didn't even get to tell his story about the ghost he saw heard when we were at the other studio that was hanging around the opera house. Was Mabel.
Was there a what's your face?
Mabel.
Wanting in?
Yeah. Mabel.
Uh huh.
So you want to tell the story now, Chuck?
Nah.
Okay.
Were you scared?
And that voice you hear is to the left of me is Mr. Neil Spencer, owner, operator, and all-around good guy of Fort Recovery Radio. Folks, we had a big football game. Okay, first of all, last Thursday we had Travis Guggenbiller here, the coach of volleyball team Fee.
Tremendous.
And we had a great talk with him.
We did.
And how can you not love playing for that kid?
Oh, absolutely.
And we had a big week of volleyball, and it started last Thursday night versus Sparkway.
Big win.
A game that I think the Indians won in four. I think we lost one game.
One game.
Mm-hmm. And then Saturday, I think, you could have had Parkway's pretty good. But then on Saturday, we have Liberty Benton, state ranked number 8 in the state, and they come in to play at the fort. And Fee, it was just a nail biter. We was busy playing golf in the Calcutta, but we were following it on Facebook. And Indians come away with a big 5-set victory.
Huge win,
And congrats to the girls.
Absolutely. And congrats to Whitley Ramwell. Did I read 29 kills?
Stat I saw that the Diana and Susie kept stats and they had 31. I saw another one with 34.
Wow!
So she was let's just say Paige was fantastic, and Whitley was a lot better than that.
Yeah.
I mean, it was just...
Those two are kind of playing back and forth who gets to be best, which is awesome.
You know, what a thing to have two hitters that just absolutely kill the ball. Athletic. But you don't beat teams like that without a whole nucleus of a team. And then I think that I looked I looked at the stats afterwards, and just a great win for our volleyball team. And the state rankings come out Monday night, and the Indians are ranked 8th in the state. If you look at the polls, I think number one was New Bremen, of course, and then I think number three might have been Marion Local was up there,
probably in New Knoxville
was
there somewhere.
New Knoxville and us, and
everybody.
And there was about I think there was five teams in the top 14.
Yep,
in the MAC, and that's not counting Coldwater being ranked. And
absolutely.
It's just an amazing volleyball conference.
It is crazy.
I mean, we brag a lot about football and basketball. Yeah. And
volleyball, we're pretty tough. We're really tough.
You could say that that's our best sport, the MAC.
You could.
Yeah, I mean.
But what about football? What about baseball? I mean, it's just, and what about girls this and girls that and, you know, all this kind of stuff. You know, just, there's so many.
But the depth of the volleyball.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean.
Yeah.
It's nuts.
Yeah.
It really is.
We've said it before. I mean, the teams that come in fourth, fifth in the MAC, you know, if they're not there, they could brag all the way to Columbus.
No, that's right.
You know, I mean, they'll play at state.
And I've said in virtually every sport, I started it with football, but whatever team finishes fifth in our league can beat any team in the state except the other teams in
the
league.
Teams
they
had,
and they probably can beat them 2 out of 5 times.
Yep.
So, you know, it's just so crazy. And like I said, Paige and Whitley were just so good. But when Liberty Benton focused on them, here comes Grace Guggenbill or Marissa Garkey, you know, just pounding the ball.
They're covering
the two big hitters, and then there's two other great hitters that are destroying them. It was really fun to watch.
A ton of volleyball, when you have great hitters and your setter can't get it to them, and that's a killer. And Hope's been great there.
Yeah.
Hope, our back rows have been athletics can be, you know, with Kiki, I'm sure, in the back at Libero. You know, they got a nice solid squad.
That's right.
And I always get the Kanapke girls confused, but one of them, when the I think it was the fourth match, we were down 2-1 in sets. I think the fourth set, it was around 10-10. I think we were up 12-9, but it had been going back and forth. She came out, scored, served 11 or maybe even 12 straight points.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next set, her sister came out and scored served 7 straight points. So, you know, they changed the game. You know, so we've got great servers, great setters, you know, great hitters. It's a good. I wish people could go see the games.
Yeah, they have a good team, and they have a good start to the season, and it gets really tough from here on out. Tomorrow night, New Knoxville Rangers,
big match,
and New Knoxville Rangers are absolutely loaded, and we have a grandpa and grandma here in town who have a special interest in the Rangers, and
yep, absolutely,
and Chuck and Kathy will be fired up, and I'm sure that they just really look forward to this game, and it'll be a good one, and the Indians and Rangers will battle it out, and you can hear it right here on 4 Recovery Radio. Neil, who we got on tomorrow night?
I'm sure it'll be Diana and Susie.
Okay, and Susie.
Yep.
Good.
Yep. Sometimes Diana has to officiate in a lower level thing, and she'll get there later. But
no, Rob.
No, Rob didn't have this one lined up. I don't think
Rob
originally
sucks.
I'm pretty sure that's not true.
Huh?
No, Rob is awesome.
PG-14 does not support Fort Recovery.
Whatever. Well, the sarcasm's getting a little deep, but
fine.
Yep.
Sorry, Rob. I love you, bro.
Yeah,
awesome.
He is a great person, and we, you know, he's having a little health issues right now, but we wish him well. But I think he's thinking he'll be back either late this week or next week. So.
Yep, good. Perfect. We're thinking about you, Rob. Get feeling better, buddy. We're going to take a break. It is 8:20. Sports Talk presented by the Wayne Street Market. My friend Harold Philly will be back. We're going to talk
Indian football
right after this.
Kathleen Street Market has some great prices for you on items throughout their store through Thursday, September 17th. In their meat department, 73% lean hamburger is just $2.49 a pound, loose or patties, and 80% lean ground chuck is only $2.99 a pound, and Eckrich hot dogs are also on sale, 2 for $3. And if you're looking for steaks, their big steak sale continues another week. Ribeye is just $6.99 a pound, New York strips $6.49 a pound, T-bones only $5.99 a pound. Assorted bone-in pork chops are $2.99 a pound, and chicken halves are $1.99 a pound, and you should try their new cheddar and salami cheese in the deli case. Also, if you're looking for a great meal in a hurry, their deli has delicious meal specials every day from open to close. Shop local and save at Wayne Street Market, the best meat market around.
Do you have that one room that is too cold in the winter or too hot in the summer? Need to send air or heat to an addition, basement, or garage, but getting it there seems impossible? Introducing Mitsubishi Multi-Zone Systems, your heating and air solution for one room or independent control of every room. Oh, did I mention Mitsubishi H21 systems are ductless and can be installed almost anywhere, even the ceiling? Get a $500 instant savings discount now at Reasoner Energy. Another problem solved by Reasoner Energy. 419-678-4888.
Hey, this is Stacy with Brick Street Tavern. We have added a couple new items to our menu. Spicy pickle fries, pizza bites, cauliflower pizza, and cheese curds. Stop up and try our new items or give us a call to get them to go.
The Fort Recovery Friends of the Opera House will be hosting the Dark Alley Paranormal Investigation Team, who will conduct a professional paranormal investigation of the Morvilia Opera House on Friday night, October 9th, and Saturday night, October 10th. This Dark Alley event will be led by Fort Recovery native Alex Myring. The tours will be approximately an hour long and will be held late at night, and you will be sitting in the dark. There's been a lot of interest in this event, so stay tuned to Fort Recovery Radio and watch the Fort Recovery Morvilius Opera House Facebook page for details on how to get your ticket for this unusual, one-of-a-kind experience. Stay tuned to Fort Recovery Radio and watch the Morvilius Opera House Facebook page for further details on how to get your tickets for this ghost hunting event at the Morvilius Opera House, Friday and Saturday, October 9th and 10th. Diane.
On Wisconsin.
Yes. Go Indians.
Go Indians. We're back here. Sports Talk.
Hey, I got a shout out for birthday.
Bring it on.
Buddy of mine, buddy of Neil's, buddy of everybody's, King Bob Elson. His mom turns 100 years old today.
100.
How about that? She looks tremendous,
too. Yeah, she, you know, obviously she doesn't look 50, but she doesn't look 100.
Nope. Looks good.
I'd say 80. Early 80s is what she looks like.
Probably in better shape now.
Well, it don't take much.
Well, yeah. No. Yeah.
I got plantar fasciitis.
You're done.
You guys care? You going to say
going
anything?
Down.
I was right. Listening. Okay. I was listening to the birthday song.
No, I was trying to hit the birthday.
I'm sorry,
song.
Bob. I'm very sorry.
I got issues, Spency.
Oh, I've been praying for your hoof.
You're close to getting on one of them scooters, ain't you?
I am. I'm scootering.
You're one foot scooter.
Yeah. Well, son of a gun, I hate it. Fee, last Friday night, the Indians traveled to Coldwater to take on the mighty Cavaliers, and mm-hmm. and I know you watched it on NHHSAERE, and
yep,
and I watched
that
some of it.
Don't quote us on that either.
It's something like that.
It's close to that.
Start typing it in; it'll come up.
Yeah, NH, you got it.
Yeah, and Indians fall to the mighty Cavaliers, 51-33, or something
like that.
14 points.
Yeah, and a game fee that. You know, I'm watching the first couple series, and then I watched till half, and I was so mad
it was tough.
I couldn't watch it anymore.
Yeah, it was tough. We got some bad breaks, but they played pretty well.
Yeah.
We're having a hard time stopping that run, and they get some good athletes. But like I said, we had a couple bad breaks. Maybe if it goes the other way, it makes a little difference. I mean, we came out of the gate. We were heading, 14-13? You know, and I was fired up. I thought,
right,
we're just as good as them, but they started stopping us, and we could not stop them. Our defense, as good as it looked against Marion, it didn't look very good. Friday. Just had some missed tackles, and you know, even runs in the middle. You know, that we missed two or three tackles.
So you think their speed surprised us? Do you think that? What,
I don't know. I know they are quick. I mean, that's, and they ran all those red. All they did was run jet sweeps.
Yeah,
right and left, right and left, right and left. You know, and for some reason we just couldn't get out there, but. You know, we may get to play them again. You never know.
No, that's exactly right.
And
I'm sure that's what Brent's preaching to the boys.
Right. Maybe we can, you know, if we get that chance, if we're lucky enough to get that chance, you know, I'm sure Brent will have an idea of how to stop that. And maybe we'll get her done the next time.
You look at the game, and I was watching, and I watched the first half. We had a play where I think the score might have been 14-13, and they had a third and 11. Mm-hmm. And they did a little sweep pass. And we had the guy. And we had three guys around him, and we did not wrap. And he got a first down. And and when you're playing teams like that, and I know Brent, you know, Brent sat in this chair a million times and said, one play makes an unbelievable difference. You know, that's a game. That's another one where you think, if we get a stop there, we get the ball back, it could change.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's amazing how, especially in high school. I mean, high school is such a big momentum thing too, you know, where and I mean the ball that went to Regan, I mean he kind of falls down, it hits him in his chest, and he kind of kicks it up, tries to hold on to it, and that kid runs went right in his chest in a dead sprint heading the other way. It's like, how unlucky is that?
Yeah, no kidding. That was a backbreaker.
And also the one where we thought we got the first down on Owen Mormon's carry. And my original thought was, well, they didn't spot it very well, but we still, the ball's on the line and the marker's on the line, so we got the first down by an inch or whatever. And the white hat guy walks up and gives it the first down sign, and then he says something like 2 inches short.
And Hobbsy says first down, and I look down, and the other guy's holding his hands up about a foot short. You know, and all of a sudden it's like, what's going on here? And then we didn't make it.
Who is the commissioner of this league?
I don't know, but he needs to get better officials.
Huh?
Yeah, that official had a lot of really weird things going on that night. If you watch him, when I saw that, I went back and kind of watched him through some more of the game. And there was a lot of stuff that just was...
It seemed to me like he would go and always wanted to get in a group with the guys. After he'd make a call, then he would go in and discuss it with them. Did I make the right call? Yeah, I think so.
And you know, they had that kind of signaled first down, then immediately signaled third down.
Yeah.
Then there's two or three other things where he just, there was a couple of times, I believe, where he actually had to stop Coldwater from running a play. Because I couldn't tell for sure what it was, but it looked like he was confused on where he was supposed to be or what the situation was. He just seemed not real with it. Now, did that cost us a game? Not even close to us a game. That was one play, and we had some momentum going. It could have helped, but
also,
that was just weird.
Like Derek Jeudy, I mean, he breaks that for 61 yards, and then he gets hurt.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I don't know if he was fine, and you know, or maybe he was a little gimpy and came back, because we kind of got away from that a little bit too.
Yep.
We went away from the run a little bit. I thought
it's a little bit like the Browns. A game gets out of hand. You got to do with your running game.
Yeah,
and, you know, Chubb had 60 yards and against Baltimore, and the running game works. But when you're down by three or four touchdowns, guess what? It don't work.
Yeah, you got to score faster than that.
So one thing that you got to take a positive, and you got to look at the positives. And one thing is we battled our butts off. And when you look at that game, and I know Coldwater brought their second stringers in, but they had to bring their first string back in.
Yeah, that's always a good sign.
And even at the end, you know, we was listening to Hobbs, and Hobbs, he said, you know, right now the Indians had the momentum, and if we could have got another stop in there, I think
the last
Smitty got picked off.
Yeah, the last pick was a killer, because it was kind of getting a little interesting there.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, it was going to take a miracle, but yet if we score there, we're down one and maybe get an onside kick. Who knows?
Well, they had a miracle to beat us about 5 years ago up here. So
we owed them one.
Yeah, absolutely. But the Indians fall to the mighty Cavaliers, and we got to get up and dust ourselves off and we got a tough one Friday night.
Yeah,
at the Barenberg. And your thoughts on Anna and the Indians?
Well, you know, and I think if we go out there and play like we did against Parkway and take care of business, you know, we're definitely the better team. I mean, we should be able to beat this team. Yeah. And I think Parkway and them had a great game the other night where I think Anna did pull it out at the end. But
ended up winning by one.
You know, I think I feel good about this week. I think we need to get back on the horse and get things clicking again and get our running game going and see what happens.
I agree with you. And the thing is, how do we respond? And I think that if you talk to Coach Niekamp and he'll talk about how we just got to pick up the pieces and get ready to play against a good Anna team that that defending state champions last year and them kids, you know, they're getting, you know, they had 22 seniors last year. So these kids are now getting thrown into the
right.
And they had a win last week. And, you know, they're starting to feel good about themselves or start figuring themselves out.
They'll have some momentum going.
Yeah, big comeback win. I believe they were down two touchdowns, maybe at least two scores.
So you can, you know, Anna's like Minster. You know, they're not going to stay down very long. It'll take a good effort tomorrow night or Friday night for the Indians to win. And that game will be on Fort Recovery Radio. And I'm pretty sure it looks like me and you're doing that game.
Ooh. Sorry, listeners.
Yep. Jeff is not going to be able to be there, and we're not sure about Joe. So right now, it looks like it's Bubba and Fee
and up folks,
on the rodeo.
Make sure when you turn in that you have very, very little expectation, because
of the broadcast team, not of the team.
No, right.
Football team. We're gonna win. But
now we ain't gonna be on the NHARBRS.
Yes. Yeah. NFHS.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Oh, good.
We are.
Yeah.
That ought to be great.
Our audio is tied in with that. Yeah.
What if I let a bad word slip?
Chuck, you're ready.
Yeah. You got it. Are you gonna be there?
Chuck's gonna be there.
I don't know if I can catch it fast enough, but hey.
We can.
What the try it. But there's no sound on the NHSAVRD.
Correct, unless we connect into it. And
that's what they did. Was this first game?
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
And Parkway is starting to do that now. They didn't have it for our game up there, but they're doing it starting last week, I think, or whenever their next home game is. And then understanding is that Coldwater hadn't been doing that till last week, and they had
WCSM started this year. They just started doing
the whole year. Okay,
yeah, with CSM.
So anytime WCSM is doing theirs, it's just so much better.
The thing is fantastic. I mean, I love it. You can see the game. I mean, but it is without it. Without any commentary, it's kind of boring.
Yeah,
because you don't really know who people are. Right.
It's
right.
It's not, they don't like zoom in where you can see the numbers. You kind of have to know. But with somebody, anybody, kind of giving you the play-by-play, it's so much better. But even without that, even if you didn't have that, it's still so much better than not having any idea what's going on.
Hobbsy was like one play ahead of them. So I just held it, stopped it, and brought it back, and we were right in line. It was perfect.
Hobbs sucks.
He is. Him and Rob. Hobbs and Rob.
Yeah, them too. They think they're so good.
Chuck, you said that about Chuck.
Chuck's a turd burglar, but I'm just saying, when you look at them two, overrated. You'll see how good it's supposed to be. Tune in Friday night if you want to hear a professional job. Yeah. Hey, number one, don't get mad when we miss commercials. Don't get mad when we miss the sponsors.
You have to have the sponsors in there.
We do?
Yes, they need to know. People need to know who's supporting.
That's exactly. It is Benny Hill.
It's going to be the Benny Hill show.
It is going to be a disaster. And make sure you tune in.
Could be interesting.
So who's going to do the play-by-play of the color?
Who? Can we have both just be the color guys? Nobody will know what's going on. That was a great play. Great tackle.
Two colors. No play-by-play.
No play-by-play.
Just a lot of oohing and ahhing.
Yeah.
Ooh. And cussing.
Come on!
This is going to be awesome. There's going to be. You got a complaint this week from a disappointed listener who's mad at us because we wasn't very fair in the volleyball
game. Stay tuned this week.
The phone lines will be ringing off the hook.
It's going to be all for recovery people.
Yeah. Yeah.
What is going on?
You sure you can't find somebody else?
Hobbs says he's going to find somebody, and it sounds like it's you.
My God.
You guys will be fine. You guys will be great.
Mm. Yeah, we're great, Neil. 24th of ball.
He throws it to 15.
He runs it over 15. On that one side.
50, flips it back to three. What are they doing?
Tackled for a 4-yard gain.
No, loss.
Loss. Penalty flag.
People could be confused.
No, that's not the penalty flag. That's the beanbag they're throwing down for where the ball is.
Yeah, we ain't got a chance. Because
they can't put the ball down.
No, we don't know the rules. We ain't been to game this year. I don't know two players on our team.
We don't know any numbers.
We do have the roster all printed out for you.
Ooh. We do?
For both teams.
Matt Groff quarterbacking yet?
Yes.
Matt Groff.
Somewhere, but not here.
So we will do the game Friday night, me and my good friend. And I'm pretty sure we'll butcher that bad boy up.
Yeah, we got a chance.
So, yeah. So the Indians have Arcanum or Anna on Friday. Mm-hmm. And then next week, we go to Versailles to take on a really good Versailles
team. Pretty good Versailles team, yep.
And then, unbelievably, we wrap it up with St. Henry. Think about that.
That's a quickie.
6 weeks.
That is unbelievable.
Yep.
And then the playoffs.
So, yep. How about the playoffs? Any chance of getting some more people in this dance? Hearing anything?
We're done.
We're done with that.
But they announced today that tomorrow they're going to release the sectionals of each. Mm-hmm. So you'll know tomorrow who's in our region. Mm-hmm. And the coaches vote on the seeding. Mm-hmm. So it's important that we keep winning.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because it can get us a home game in the playoffs and keeps us away from Coldwater. Yeah. So,
and one of the things they didn't say for sure, but the first week definitely will be the higher seed home game, and probably the second week also the same thing. Part of that is because they don't need big stadiums to get all the fans in because fans aren't going to be allowed to be there. So they don't have to keep getting the big 4,000, 5,000 seat stadiums.
If they do, then we can get in.
They might consider that and do that. But that costs them money to rent that. And if they can't sell enough tickets to pay for it, then
they're done.
OHSA is losing money. So they're in a tough spot.
The Big Ten announced that there will be no fans. No fans.
Really?
What? Yep.
I hope they'll allow parents, but that's not very many in a 100,000 seat stadium. But if you let let's just say four family members from each player,
100 players.
Yeah, that's not very many people in a 100,000 seat stadium. But those people,
we got a better chance of catching COVID in this cubbyhole than we do anywhere.
Yeah.
I mean, we're in here like sardines. Yeah. Your boobs are against my arm.
That's because you asked me to.
I mean, there's no way we cannot get COVID.
But we do change the microphone puffs in between.
Oh, that's great.
Between the puffers between people. And
that's big.
And squirt them with Lysol and...
You do a good job.
Well, we try, but
so far,
I have no idea if it does any good at all, but we're going through the motions and trying to do what we can.
We haven't got sick yet.
Not yet, but
so far so good. Chuck, you had it yet?
2 weeks from now.
Knock on wood.
2 weeks from now we won't have
all of us be home. Damn it, our radio.
Have you had it yet?
I don't know.
Have you had any thoughts where you might have had it?
Yeah.
I don't think that I always thought maybe I had it, but people are sick, so I'm saying I don't have it.
Well, if you do, we can all get a transfusion from you or whatever, and we can all be well, suddenly well.
Let's take a break, Chuck.
Aw.
Want to?
Break time.
No.
We got a knockoff break. I have to be in Defiance, and I'm leaving at 4:30 in the morning.
Ooh, early.
We'll be done by then.
Yep. We should be out of here by then.
We'll be done by 3.
I got to get some sleep. And I gotta get
I hadn't thought about that.
I'm thinking 11 tonight.
11.
Jody, baby. Chuck, you got a little...
Barry White at?
You got
you're making him go from one computer to the other. You want a commercial style?
Jody, I'm coming. I want to be home by 9 o'clock.
9 bells.
Well, I got the cart, so it's going to be about 9:10.
It's going to take a little bit.
You already missed out on...
I'm trying.
Look at him. He sucks.
We got to do it.
There you go.
There he is.
Good job.
Big bear.
Just a different bear.
We've definitely got our fame here.
Keep us on. I want to hear it.
Okay.
Can you hear it?
Yeah.
Is this a song?
That's Barry.
It's a different part of the song, but I believe it's the right song. It is a different song.
This is my first, my last.
Oh, I love that song.
It's a great song.
I wrote this song.
He wrote that song.
You want to go to commercial break? We'll keep listening to the song here.
That is a great idea.
Great idea. We'd like to thank our sponsor.
Nobody else gets to listen to the song.
The Wayne Street Market.
Well, we got to pay. Don't we have to pay like $100?
So. Yeah.
Yep.
Feels like it.
It's ridiculous.
Crazy.
We'll be right back. Sports Talk, Bup and Fee.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canoat from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. What is it about how a well-manicured lawn looks? Well, ask anyone who owns a Simplicity, and they will tell you what it is. Pride. What's the secret? Simplicity tractors have an innovative free-floating mower deck with full-width rollers that follow the contours of your lawn and deliver a precision cut. Not to mention the ability to create eye-catching, ballpark-style striping patterns, sure to get everyone's attention. Take pride in how your lawn will look and visit K&L Tractor to test drive a Simplicity today.
Hi, my name is Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance. For years now, you've heard that Fort Recovery Insurance Agency has something for everyone, and if you need insurance, we do. When you choose Fort Recovery Insurance, we take you inside our fort to find the best plan to protect your home, business, farm, auto, and family from the risks you'll face in today's world. When it's time for a new insurance plan, don't depend on just anyone. Depend on Ohio Mutual and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us today at 1-888-375-4181.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Service in Fort Recovery. As fall approaches, time for football, pumpkins, and getting your vehicle ready for cooler weather. Your maintenance appointments will include testing your battery and checking all fluid levels. We will also check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all your lights. Give us a call here at Hastings Auto Sales, 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
Here are the sports broadcasts coming up the rest of this week on Fort Recovery Radio. Tomorrow, our Lady Indians will have a big MAC match of unbeatens as they travel to undefeated New Knoxville in a very important match. On Friday, it'll be football as our Indians will host the Anarockets. Fort Recovery Radio will broadcast that game for you, and you can also hear our broadcast while you watch the game on the NFHS Network. On Saturday, it'll be volleyball at Arcanum with the JV match starting at 1 p.m. Follow our Indians teams all season long right here on Fort Recovery Radio, the home of the Indians.
Let's get on.
Oh my God. There we go. There we go, baby.
Is this Marvin Gaye or Marvin Gaye?
It's Marvin Gaye.
Really?
I was thinking Barry White earlier.
You are stupid.
No, I don't think so, because you asked. You didn't know either.
Well, I got my voice on right now.
Get on.
I'm going to announce football game in this voice right here.
I like it.
Indies,
okay.
Indies with a ball.
It's your bedroom voice.
It's a 22-yard third down and six.
I got another birthday.
We got one, V. Who you got,
yes,
brother?
Our state championship quarterback, Mr. Caleb Martin.
Hello, Marty.
Happy birthday, my friend.
How would Marty be, about 22, 23?
I'm going to say 23.
Yeah, he's probably in that ball game.
He's getting married.
He is.
That's good.
Yeah.
Good for him.
And then have a bunch of kids and have him come for recovery. Hear that, Marty, if you're listening? He used to be an avid listener.
Yeah, he was.
Yep. Now he hates us.
Hates us.
Why does he hate us?
Because he finally got to know you.
That'll do it.
Yeah, every time. Us, I should say.
Every time.
Us.
You wait till Friday night, Neil.
Yep.
Well, and the Indians.
You do that, and 9 months from now, we'll have a whole pile of
everybody
kids.
Be listening to the football game.
Yeah.
Hey, baby.
Come in here and listen to the football game.
What was that? This guy, he got to go.
No.
Huh? He got to go.
He got to go.
Hey, I enjoyed listening to the ladies here talk about the Morvelius House.
Yeah, Morvelius Opera House. Yep.
Yeah.
It's big.
Yeah.
You buy it, you get it, you done anything yet? You going to be in a show?
The show?
Ain't there like $75 you get to come?
Oh, well, it's not a show.
Oh, it's not?
No, it's not a show. It's Alex Myring doing ghost hunting. They're going to bring all kinds of equipment. They're going to find, can't remember the paranormal events or something like that, I think is the name of it. There's different things and different sounds and all kinds of stuff that they'll be hearing.
Exorcist?
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, that's big.
And then you had me in his voice. Who is behind the picture? Is it Abel Marvelius? What's her name?
Mabel.
Faye.
Faye Morvilius.
Faye. No, Mabel is the ghost in the...
Mabel's the ghost?
At the opera house.
See, our house was haunted when we moved in. We had Mabel Knopfschaefer. No, Mary...
Mary Knopfschaefer.
Mary Knopfschaefer.
Yeah.
And she,
how,
yeah.
How did you get rid of her?
It took us a while. I ran around naked a lot.
That'll do it.
She said, I'm out of here, boys.
I gotta get out of here.
She probably enjoyed it the first couple of
weeks. Yeah, and then she's like, oops.
Now, was
nope,
that,
I'm
was
out.
That, was that when your mom and dad moved there?
Yeah. That was such a neat house when we first got there because it had a little balcony on it. You remember the balcony? Before Dad remodeled it?
No, I don't.
Yeah,
where was that? In the
on
front?
The, or it was on the southwest corner of the house.
Okay.
You stand out there and look?
Yeah. And it was great because we used to shoot bottle rockets back and forth to Woods's because they had the same thing. and it kind of got leaky roof, and so Dad changed it all up. But it was, we had fun up there.
I sort of remember it, but I don't really remember it.
When we bought it, it was pink and green.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
It was the ugliest house.
It was not pretty.
Mm-mm.
Nope.
But
since then, you've painted it just all pink.
Yeah, it's just absolutely perfect.
It's tremendous.
We're back here, Sports Talk. Chuck, Neil, Big Fee, and Bobby Joe, and we're talking Fort Recovery Sports, and we've talked about the volleyball, we've talked about the football, and now we're going to talk a little bit about the girls' golf team, and congrats, they broke school record again yesterday with a .170-something.
They did
again. And
them girls are getting good.
Yeah, they beat out of Arcanum, and I seen it yesterday. And Jeff Vaughn is taking in, and he's coaching for Coach Bruns, and every hashtag with the girls golf is win it, do it for the coach.
Yeah.
And we're just giving a shout out to Brunsy, and we love him, and we're thinking about him, and from what I understand, everything was
surgery went well.
It
right?
went well, and
awesome.
And he's it's going to take a while. You don't get that stuff done and just come right back. So no. Brunsy, we're thinking about your brother.
You bet you, buddy.
Take your time and get well, and we can't wait for you to get back on the old sidelines here and then mm-hmm. back to the golf course coaching that wonderful team you have.
Super
and
team.
Great kids of Fort Recovery. I seen the cross country team running today all over town, and I haven't got any reports, but I do know this is that Bob Heikamp's daughter or son won the county meet as a freshman. Did you see that?
Wow.
Yeah, I knew it was a hike camp. I didn't. I just assumed it was one of the running hike camps instead
of
Bob.
And Bob running around.
And I seen Bob and his wife walk, and he walked all over the place, and I congratulated him. And I said, man, that was really cool that a freshman. And the great thing about that kid is if you read the paper and they interviewed him, mm-hmm. he was like a professional interview.
Is that right?
Now, I understand Bob and his wife are very intelligent and very, mm-hmm. but they brought that kid up right. And he talked about the first leg, second leg, and how he was behind. And then it was just, it is amazing when you see this kid is 14 years old. 14.
Yeah. Somebody's sticking a mic in your face, you'd be going,
yeah. I'm like, when I was 14, all I cared about was somehow getting on that combine. I wanted to ride on the combine or drive the tractor. And this kid, congrats to him. He won it.
Yeah, that's awesome.
It is. And Fee, we have been blessed in this town with some amazing runners. And
we have.
And it looks like there's another, I know there's a Will girl on the girls team. And, another she's going to be fabulous.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't know much of the details of the cross country team. And we're going to try to get the coach up here and talk about cross country here. And we'll try that next week to get him on here because you see him running around town. The like I said, the high game boy, I don't care wins or lose. I mean, I'm great. Yeah. But they're just great kids. And we don't give them enough recognition. So we're going to try to get the coaches up here next week.
That'd be good. That'd be awesome. Get them up here and kind of show us what they've been doing.
Yeah, that's
but
right.
I'd be curious. I mean, I wonder how much they run a day. You see them all over the place.
So. Oh, my God. And
I don't
the girls.
Know if there's a number that they look for. You know, we want to get a mile and a half in, 2 miles, 3 miles, or whatever. But
I thought about joining them today.
Yeah.
But the golf cart was out of gas?
It's an electric one, and I will kill you. I will punch you. I was serious. I wanted to get loose. I thought maybe a good run would break loose.
That looked like a straight line to me, but go ahead.
Footinitis.
My what do I got?
Plantar fascia.
That too. And I thought if I could get out and run a couple miles, might loosen that baby up. So, girls and boys, if you're out running tomorrow, don't be surprised if Big Boy jumps out of the cart and takes off with him.
Might take a couple laps with you.
I might. I mean, that's how I feel about my game right now.
Yep.
That's good. Feeling good.
If anybody that sees him, take videos.
Why? What's that supposed to mean?
Prove it, because I won't believe it until I see it.
I will FaceTime you as I'm doing it.
Okay.
As he's running.
That'll work great. I love it.
How far could I, like, let's just say I took off running.
Okay. That would, yeah.
Could I go from here to the stoplight without dying?
No.
A lot of that would depend on your definition of running.
What's that supposed to mean?
Well, at about 30 years ago, before there was 5Ks, they did 5-mile runs. And you remember Danny St. New?
Yeah.
He claimed he ran that 5 miles, but I went out and walked the course faster than he ran it. I didn't do it that day because I can't run, but it pounds my knees, but I can go out and walk.
I walked
that course five bad minutes
wheels.
Faster than he did running it. So it depends on your definition of running.
I couldn't run.
I just walked. I walked fast.
I heard Cocky over here say something about doing the Christmas show in the Opera House.
Oh, yeah.
If I could get up the steps. Did I hear that right? I can climb the damn steps, Neil.
I don't know if I can. They're steep, and there's like 30 of them.
Is there something to hold on to?
Oh, yeah. Both sides, there's rails. Or at least one
have
side.
Have you never been up there?
Oh, I've been up there several times, but my knees hurt real bad this week.
Really?
By the time you get up there? Killing?
You
got the keys to it? Let's go up there right now.
I don't have the keys to it.
Why?
Why would I have the keys
to it? You should have the keys to the city.
Okay.
The city.
I think that's Calpe.
Calpe sucks as a mayor.
Really?
Yes.
You know, they do have one of the streets torn up real bad.
Thank you very
Broadway.
Much.
Broadway.
It's too deep.
That's a mess. I don't
need it that deep.
Can't get mail.
It's really hard for me to drive on that street with all those people in the way.
It's insanity, ain't it?
They need to move.
Stupid.
I about wore out my horn honking at them.
Beeping at
them. Trying to get down the street, yeah. People,
well, I'm sure you was going 2 miles an hour, so you couldn't.
I couldn't have gone much more than that because it's too rough. I mean, that
is rough.
I mean, they tore up that street. I'm mad. I can't. It's hard for me driving down that street with all those people on there.
That's why I heard it on the scanner. Some crazy old guy going down the road honking the horn at him. Something about a bird flying. I don't know.
This lunatic. You are about half crazy.
Half? Well, thank you.
That's good.
Yeah.
How about our red legs?
Fee. Don't What's get me started.
On? Are they still playing?
What is going on?
Are you
on?
An idiot?
I think so, but...
What is going on?
Did they just quit?
We're a half a game out of the playoffs.
We're back in it again.
Oh, well.
We won 4 straight.
Wow. So that means they're due to lose.
What's a red leg? They got a song?
I don't know.
Red legs?
That George Moore wrote that. George Moore. George Erastus Moore.
The guy from Salina?
Yeah, he wrote that song.
What song?
Whatever that song was that Marty about. Thought was so awesome.
We talking about baseball?
Yeah.
Okay. The Reds.
Reds, Chuck. Reds.
He was doing something else when we said Reds.
Chuck is out of it.
I am out of it. He's tired.
Are you tired tonight?
Tired.
Why?
I've been busy.
Doing what?
All sorts of stuff.
A lot of stuff is fixing problems here.
This place is a dump.
Not yet, but it's getting there. If we don't, we need to get another
Who owns
computer.
This building?
I don't know.
Bill Kanapke.
Bill, we need some money. How's that?
Fixer.
The building is not a problem.
It ain't.
I don't think so.
What do we need? You said we need money.
Well, we got a computer that's 6 years old. That
Bill can pay for that.
I don't want to rent the computer from Bill.
What computers you got? These things here?
Yeah.
Are they running out of...
They're getting some time on them.
Are they really?
Stops, 6 years. It's probably about time for a little bit of a...
How much does a computer cost?
Oh, these are...
Those towers are expensive.
No.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But it's not run-of-the-mill. It's high speed and all that kind of stuff.
Fee, you got any of those at Hastings you can give us?
No.
Out?
Old.
Old? You got junkers, too?
Well, mine are 10 times
older. Most people would not need the speed that this has. It doesn't do most people
really?
Much good. No. But for us, we have to have that, is my understanding. I'm not smart enough to know anything.
So how much would it cost you? A couple grand to get new computers?
A new computer, probably.
Probably about 15 per computer.
$1,500?
Mm-hmm.
Yikes.
Let's have a marathon.
Mm-hmm. We can pay for it. It's not a problem.
No, let's have a, what do you call, like, Channel WL14, a fundraiser.
Let's throw some turkeys from the sky.
Yeah, we're going to do it.
We'll take care of it.
Oh,
it's not a problem.
Yeah. We need to, like we say, we need to paint the tower or something. Channel 44 does that.
Anyway, I think we drop turkeys from the sky. Oh,
yes.
WKRP.
Next week, we're doing a fundraiser. Get your checkbooks out, folks. New computers and headphones.
Yes.
We do. And we need new peanuts. These things are getting old.
So another what kind thing, of peanuts do you
here's
want?
Another thing.
I have three different kinds of peanuts out there. What do you want?
I know. And every time I go home, like on Wednesday nights, I got to brush my teeth for an hour. I can't. I got stuff in my teeth.
So what do you want me to bring you?
What do you think? Brush.
Don't like the... Okay.
How about roast beef sandwiches? I love roast beef sandwiches. I ain't had one for a long time.
Can we just get pork and beans?
No, I don't want them.
You can serve those up about six.
Roast beef.
Where am I going to get
roast? Where's the beef?
Where's the beef?
Huh?
Where am I going to get roast beef sandwiches?
Who's our sponsor?
Wayne Street Market? Oh, you want that? Not the sliced roast beef, though.
I hate sliced roast beef. Oh, okay. Now, you like okay. it. You like it with all that juice in it.
How about ribs or ribs?
Joie. I like ribs if they ain't messy.
If you guys are good at making wings, they have it this week.
Wing challenge? Well,
next week they're going to have, starting Friday, they're going to have jumbo wings that you can sauce up and do however you want. Mm-hmm. Jumbo wings.
I hate jumbo wings.
Oh, okay, well then don't have any of them.
Jumbos are
I like the little skinny wing.
Crunchy guys.
Yeah.
I don't like the big chunk of meat on. I like the little skinny guy. You know
like,
what I'm talking about?
You don't like meat on your meat.
I don't like. If I go to the bone, I order them skinnier ones.
Yeah. Yeah.
Why is that?
Because that's what you're used to.
It's what you like.
Yeah.
409-852-9201. If you're listening, we'd like to give a shout out. Kathy Etzler texted and said she hasn't listened for a while and she loves listeners and she's excited about the football game tomorrow night and she has a special
football game.
Volleyball game.
There we go.
And she's excited about the game and I'm sure she
I think
is.
We can beat them in football.
Yes. I think we can too.
We got a shot at it.
Yeah.
We've been practicing more than
Anna. Our JV football team had a big victory Monday over Anna, 14-6. Congrats to them guys.
Our seventh grade won, beat Coldwater.
Did they?
Yep. My nephew Caden in the game.
No kidding.
Yep.
All right.
Somebody's beeping wide open. Who's that?
Me. My wife found something.
Oh, now what?
She lost the dogs. Walking thing.
Kim. Kim don't listen.
She's never listened.
She doesn't even have it on her phone.
She has no idea what FR radio
Kim
is.
Kim Feely is a loser.
I don't know. I don't think that's true.
We got people listening to Atlanta, Georgia right now.
That's Jossie Perry.
Place
Perry
out in Hull. Kansas.
Or Perry.
Kansas is Toto. Doc Carr.
Doc's out there.
Yeah, could be.
Chicago.
Chicago's Renee and Andy. No, they don't live there. Joe.
Or Wisconsin. Joe might be listening to us.
Could be Yogi Bear.
Yogi Bear.
We got a couple Yogi people Bear. In Cleveland.
Cleveland.
Cleveland are listening.
Ottawa. Jerry and Lori are up there.
Ottawa.
Ottawa, Ohio?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. No, Ottumwa, Iowa.
Well,
Radar.
We got a couple over at Portland.
The guy at Ottawa has a similar...
If anybody is
listening... Station we
Tim Canabry's listening.
If anybody's listening right now, 419-852-9201, a gift certificate.
Ooh.
A pizza.
Pizza time.
We will deliver. Is we will give a pizza. There? I don't know. I'm buying him a pizza.
Oh.
You know who's going to call.
No. Our it pizza. Can't be
Ivan.
Anybody. Ivan. Ivan. Ivan, I will take that punch pizza you. Again. I will drive down to Wayne Oil and throat punch Ivan if he calls in for this pizza.
I can probably walk there. It's just right there.
Shut up, Chuck.
Yeah, but the
golf what's your number?
419-852-3599.
If you want call a Big pizza. Fee. Call Big Fee.
Call Big Fee and get a pizza.
A pizza? Huh? This is big.
It is big.
It's big. Or wings. We'll do both.
First of all,
both
are we going to deliver it to Perry in Atlanta?
I can't deliver it
to Perry in Atlanta. Well, we will Venmo it to him.
Yes.
I figured we'd just go do our show next week down in Atlanta.
There you go.
We ain't got enough money to buy a computer. How are
promo.
We
promo.
We can do it from the laptop.
We're going broke.
We're on the road.
Four Recovery Radio's days are numbered. In or out.
I'm out. We're not. Our days are not numbered.
Uh-oh.
No. Uh-oh.
Come on,
we have
baby.
Their fee? Ivan.
Ivan's in
there. Ivan, I told him.
Ivan says, me.
Ivan, I will punch Ivan right in the forehead.
You didn't say what kind, so I have a frozen pizza in the freezer in the oven right now.
I love a Tombstone pizza.
It might or might not be Tombstone.
Ivan ate all year off of us last year.
Yeah.
He won every gift we had.
He won everything we had.
Yep, so we can make him a frozen pizza.
You know what we should get? The pizza. The
yeah, pizza. That's I
think that the school pizzas. Oh, I love those.
The square ones?
You like those?
How would I know? I haven't been to school in 60 years.
They didn't
years.
Have school back then.
Yeah.
No, that's what we're getting. You got room in your freezer?
No. For what?
Pizzas.
To do what with?
Microwave or heat them up.
So we're gonna eat pizzas
or roast beef, either one.
why don't you just get pizza bites, pizza rolls?
Would you shut up right now? I hate when he interrupts me.
Oh my god!
Pizza rolls give me heartburn,
but a regular pizza doesn't.
No, but I love pizza rolls. They cannot be good for you.
I don't think I've ever had one.
Hot pockets, terrible for
never
you.
Never had one.
Yeah. Now that is a lie.
I've never had a hot pocket. Why
hot
would I,
pocket.
Why would I eat a hot pocket?
Are you stupid? They're delicious.
So's a whole lot of other stuff.
A hot pocket. Ham and cheese. Pizza. Ham and cheese.
There's a whole lot of other good stuff.
If anybody wants a free hot pocket, 419-852-92.
I don't know.
We don't have anybody listening.
Except for every once in a while.
Can't get away in.
I'll get a frozen pizza.
$5,000 for Fort Recovery Radio.
Put a whole bunch of stuff on it. And that's about the only frozen stuff I eat.
We had the wow thing, and we offered $500 to my drink a gallon of Wabash River
75
water.
People
and we had 4,000 people text in 8 seconds.
It's unbelievable. We'll drink the water and get tased.
Yeah.
Whoa!
And get tased. That would be good.
You ever been tased?
No.
Would you for the team?
What team? And I don't think...
No, we should have something up here where we bring in...
On the Christmas show, we ought to get Bill tased.
We got to get somebody tased. What, Ivan?
Ivan said...
Don't, Ivan.
Ivan says, can't wait till Friday's football now.
Oh, it ain't going to be good. You sure you want us on fair?
Well, I don't want to do it.
Chuck, you can do it.
Okay.
Did you ever play sports in high school?
No.
You ever dribble basketball?
Yeah. I can't shoot.
Can't shoot a lick?
No.
How about baseball? You ever swing a baseball bat?
Yep.
We should have Olympics for us.
Oh, jeez.
Huh? At Fort Recovery Radio Olympics.
I'm in if it's indoor badminton. I haven't played in 50 years, but I think I can still do it.
Yeah, we can have ping pong because we won't die doing that.
I probably would.
As long as the paddle's like huge, we're good.
I don't think I can play ping pong. If I can play ping pong if nobody's any good.
Play ping pong with your ding dong. Nobody's listening.
Yeah.
How many
they
you
used
got?
To be?
Several.
All right.
There'll be some in the archives, so. Hundreds, but they're not listening.
They'll
right
be gone at 5.
I said we was going to be done at 9.
5 after.
Yeah, I set that clock 20 minutes fast.
Oh, we're good.
Jesus.
Aren't you a little late?
We're good.
Yeah, I'm in on the Olympics if we do indoor badminton.
Indoor badminton.
I can't play outdoors.
I think my phone's broke. Wait a minute. Perry Hall.
Perry Hall?
I haven't played badminton in 50 years, but I think I can still beat just about anybody.
$5,000 or a hot pocket.
I'll take the hot pocket.
Perry. I love Perry. He's in Atlanta. We can't get one person listening before recovery. Perry's 5,000 miles away.
We got one
doesn't
listener.
Miss a show.
One listener, and he's in Atlanta.
Oh, dang it, Perry.
He's desperate for anything that reminds him of home.
Perry ever comes home, and he will be home soon. Oh, you got to stop up here.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He's got to come up.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Think of the stories he could tell. It'll be a 3-hour insight show.
Yeah. Think about it. I'm sitting at my desk, and I listen to the Fort Kerr radio. And,
Then the next Wednesday night, I'm sitting at my desk. I was like,
I called in.
I'm pretty sure
desperate is
that isn't the only thing he does.
You don't think it is?
He has like a real life and a pretty cool job, so I think he could probably tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Instead of just saying, well, I heard Bubba and Fee the other night.
First of all, he made that picture for you, which was awesome.
And I love you, Perry Hall. Just so you
I didn't get one, Perry Hall, just in case you didn't know. Just keep me in mind.
Don't worry about it, Perry.
Hey, your son moved.
Yes.
Yep.
Union City School District.
Yeah, no, not quite.
Close.
Close.
Oh, yeah?
No.
How close?
By Todd Homan.
Right, pretty close. That's pretty close.
No.
Huh?
It's
south of town.
About a mile and a half closer than he was to
He left my neighborhood, and I'm hurting. I lost my friend. Yeah,
dropped him.
You have friends?
Yeah, duh, Cody.
Not anymore. He moved.
He left. No, I have one big... I have one friend who absolutely worships me. It's Bear and Ben and April's son.
Their boy.
Every time I drive by a golf course, hey, Bubba! I've never been in love with a kid so much as I do that kid. I just drive by just to hear him scream, hey. I took them all to Dairy Queen like last year.
Yeah.
And they lit them up. I had like 14 people in my golf cart. And I just, that kid is awesome. The greatest. Uh-oh, Perry Hall just text in. 10-year class reunion. Next year, he'll be here.
Oh, there we go.
Come on Wednesday, Perry, and get your butt up here.
Yep.
He has not been out. Your son is 10-year aunt.
Yeah.
We are close to dead.
We are about to. I graduated in 2010.
Huh.
That's hard to believe. Been a long time ago.
Brett Niekamp's like 40.
No.
Yeah, close.
25.
Somewhere in there.
I'm 25. I'm 40.
That's a good point.
Yeah. Don't we wish.
Wait a minute.
No. Well, maybe.
Wouldn't hurt.
You'd like to still have your grandkids, but you'd like to be 35.
There you go. Yeah. Yeah.
I'd like to have my body back.
You're fit as a fiddle.
No.
No, you're out?
Well, he's not unfit, but he was a little more fit 20 years ago, or 15.
You remember that scrawny dude when he was in high school?
Oh, yeah.
Everybody's beat the crap out of him.
Yep. Throw me in the bushes.
5'8".
Yeah. I used to kill him.
You did?
When we raised turkeys together, right? And I would lift the whole feeder up, and he would, like, pick up the feeder lid.
I don't remember that.
It was kind of like that. I thought it was something like that.
I remember
that.
You on the tractor, me doing all the work.
Yeah. Well, he did lift that feeder up, but he used the tractor.
He lifted his foot up off the gas. That's about the only thing I see.
I hate that guy.
Really?
I don't like him.
Doesn't seem like it. It seems like you're doing okay with him.
What else we got? We had the Calcutta this weekend.
Yes.
So
how'd we do?
We were awesome Saturday. Cost us $1,000.
No, no.
Ooh, what happened?
I just couldn't hit it for the last five holes.
Ooh.
But Donnie Wehrkamp. Sportsman's Club's having their annual Trader Days. And Dog Race October 1st, 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. Absolutely. Everyone is welcome.
Oh, yeah.
Have you got a promo on that yet?
No.
We got to get one, Donnie.
I don't.
We should get one, Donnie.
Let me know how to get details on it, and I can do a promo.
That'd be great.
Yep.
I know I got to work on Saturday at Lunch Stand.
Yep. We're the community club.
Community club.
I'm signed up for that, but we have a volleyball match, so I'm sure I'll be a little...
Neil, late. Priorities.
Yeah. Volleyball match.
Huh? I got to work on Saturday. Burgers.
I can't remember who we're playing that day, but it's a... we'll probably
and then we got the fish fry.
Yep.
Fish fry?
We got new fish this year. Roger's telling me.
We're not eating old fish?
No. Brand new fish.
New fish.
Oh,
yeah.
I liked it when we had the old fish.
This fish.
Like 2 or 3 year old
ten
fish.
$10.
Ooh.
And the meal went to $10 this year.
Price went
up? Did. Yeah, we're going to charge $10. The fish price went crazy.
It did.
Roger's telling me today. We're going to charge $10. Well, that's all right, but the fish is better. Mm-hmm. Than it was last year. So last year, a little too much breading. You in or out on that?
I like the breading, if it's salty.
Salty. Neil, support me here.
Okay, I mean, yes, I really hated that old breading.
Now we got new fish.
Yes.
New fish.
Yeah, and this is the best fish ever, Roger said.
It's the
Wabash River.
I think they call them
Miami.
Yeah.
It's similar. I think it's the same kind of fish, but instead of... kind of fillet type things. It is, I think it's called loin. I think it's called loin.
Fish
it's
loin.
It's more like, the size of a cheese stick or a little bit bigger.
Ooh, I love corn dogs.
Corn dogs?
It's not, it doesn't taste anything like corn
donuts.
No.
No corn dogs? Donuts.
Don't get me started. How can we have, how can the Sportsman Club have Trader Days when no bells can do anything?
They ain't scared.
Dang. You going to say something to them?
They're supposed to be, have all the places socially distanced and fewer vendors.
Really?
That's my understanding. I don't know that for certain.
Plenty of room out there.
Well, you got miles.
Yeah, yeah, you got, there's...
We're good.
Yeah. Just spread them out.
Yeah, lots spread and lots of...
How's the little dog sound out there?
I'll have to record that and use that as a sound effect.
That was good.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, that is really good.
That could be the beginning of your commercial. You heard it. Trader's Day.
Yep.
Here come the dogs.
I love that place. I bought a bus out there.
Yeah.
That 7 years ago today.
That worked out good for us.
You hear me? 7 years ago today, it's on my Facebook.
Is it?
It would have worked out pretty well if the insurance hadn't been crazy, right?
No, the problem was Cowpie.
Cowpie and Bill.
We buy this bus for like peanuts.
Yep.
And the first thing we do is stick $7,000 in a paint job.
We wanted it to look beautiful. Like, me and Bobby were liking it.
It was fine.
It looked good.
They paint the son of a gun.
So,
well, you
made your money back several times over.
Yeah, almost. We lost our bombas on that. Don't forget, folks, this week, it's a big week. It's Fort Recovery versus Anna on Friday. It's volleyball tomorrow night, Fort Recovery versus the undefeated New Knoxville Rangers in a titanic struggle.
Going to be a battle.
That one's going to be a good one.
And where's that at?
That's at New Knoxville.
Oh.
At the whatever they
barn,
call it. The rodeo. The barn, yeah. The rodeo.
Place. Indians in Knoxville.
Rangers.
Bring them on.
Bubba and Fee announcing.
Friday night.
It could be interesting.
It is not. And I agree with Ivan. It is going to be nasty. It is going to be.
But you'll get to hear it. Even if it's not good.
We'll wing it. We'll get through it.
Saturday, the volleyball match at Arcanum was previously a 1 p.m. Now it's 11 a.m. start for the JV.
JV?
Can you get a signal down there? Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, we do.
Tri-Village, you don't.
Tri-Village, we don't.
Mm. Tri-Village. I hate Tri-Village.
Tri-Village.
Why?
But we'll get a signal.
Okay.
They don't let us have a signal.
Yeah. Mm. Other than that, I like Tri-Village. I like the town. I like the people.
Palestine. New Madison.
I haven't been to whatever it is now. I used to be Red and Ruth's out there at Palestine. You should stop in there.
They have a good pizza joint.
Good pizza pie. That's
New Madison.
Red and Ruth's.
Is that what it is?
Red and Ruth's is Palestine.
Used to be.
Yeah.
That's Palestine.
I got pizza. We went there one time for something.
Pork chop dinners, is something.
We took the baseball team there one time.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I think you're with us.
Years ago, all of Indiana used to come over there on Friday and Saturday and Sunday to get chicken dinners.
Really?
Yeah, kind of like what people used to do here in Fort Recovery with mm-hmm. Minor Dings and
Trusty
Toby's.
Woods?
Well, no, I'm talking about years ago with Minor Dings and Toby's. Everybody in Indiana used to, and lots of
everybody from Indiana used to come get lottery tickets at Leon's.
Yep.
Yep.
He had the first lottery machine. He'd be standing on the street on Saturday.
Yeah, he was the only one in the county, I think.
He was unbelievable.
Yep. There might have been one in Salina, but I think his was the first one. Yep.
People don't realize how a guy was on his game.
Yep.
So they had everybody.
Yep. And his wife, Rosie, was the greatest.
She was the greatest.
She was awesome.
Yep.
She was something else.
Let's have a good week, folks.
Yeah,
don't worry, next week, we're going to try to get the cross-country coach on here. We love you. We will listen to you Friday night. Me and the Big Fee bringing you Indian football.
Live. From Fort Sight.
I got Donnie Workamp. We will be just like normal, have food permit, beer permit in hand. We'll get Neil a flyer on the event.
There we go.
Perfect.
Perfect. Or email it to me or tell me whether it is on Facebook. Anything like that will work.
Perfect. Sounds good. We will see you next week, folks.
Yep.
Sports Talk presented by
the Wayne Street Market. See you next week.
are listening to Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, broadcasting live from the Miracle Lane Studios in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio. Talk with Bubba and Fee was brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of this radio station. FortRecoveryRadio.com is the home of the Fort Recovery Indians.